Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris in Baltimore. I'm in Seattle. Jeremy Carr's on vacation. Joining us right now from the Baltimore Banner, she is Danielle Allentuck. Good morning to you, Danielle.
Good morning.
Danielle, the Orioles have won 7 out of the last 9 games, and the pitching has been unreal in those 7 games. My question to you, do you think it's hard to say they can keep this streak going right here, but is this more of indication of what this starting pitching is capable of, or is this just a hot stretch in your opinion?
So I definitely think that they look better. I think we need to see them a few times through the rotation before we can really nail down if this is who they are or if they're just, you know, on a hot stretch right now. But, you know, I think Sugano doing what he did last night, if you can get Eflin back to his top speed, then you've got a really good 1-2 right there. And you can just hope that you survive the other 3 days from the other starters. So I think that they're heading in the right direction, but I'm not fully convinced that they are there yet.
What about the progress of Jackson Holliday? Because he, you know, in a season where, you know, people have been very disappointed, it's been bad. I mean, they've been a bad team. I'll take this little bright spot. But Holliday looked overwhelmed last year, and right now he looks like he belongs. Do you think this offseason work with his coach and his father-in-law, has this, you know, caused the turnaround?
I really do. You know, you're exactly right. He looks so comfortable now. Like, he just looks like every other major league player. And I would argue he even should be an all-star this year. You know, he's definitely up there as one of the best second basemen in the AL right now. But he just fits in. He knows what to do now. And I think that's a big part of it. I think his defense still has some ways to come, but he's definitely way more comfortable to play and has been the Orioles' most consistent hitter all year.
Yeah, but Danielle Allentuck talking some Orioles baseball. Now, Danielle, we had some listeners bring up the trade deadline a little bit earlier on this show, and I know that's a long way off, but, you know, for the front office, it's not really. And he asked me who was probably in danger of the trade deadline. And my response was, and they'd agree with me, they're going to be trades regardless. If they play good baseball and they see themselves maybe a light at the end of the tunnel of a wild card, then I think the usual suspects will get traded to add on. But if they find themselves that, you know, they're still playing around 400, 450 baseball around that time, then I think some unusual suspects might get traded off. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think if they're trading to, like, add on because they plan on being competitive the rest of the season, I think it's going to have to be a major leaguer for major leaguer trade at that point. Maybe it's Cedric Mullins because you trust Colton Cowser in center field. Maybe it's, I mean, Hudson Kirksted doesn't look that great this season, but maybe you trade him and another team thinks that they can live up to their potential. But I just think it's going to take a lot more to get anything back at this point, if that makes sense. Like, I think that they're not just going to be able to trade one prospect and get a major leaguer back at this point in their season, just because of where they are in the standings and what their farm system looks like these days. It's not nearly as strong as it used to be. So I'm very intrigued to see what they're going to end up doing at the deadline, if they're going to be trading to stay competitive or trading to try to rebuild for another season. And I think that will depend which players are at risk. But Ryan Hearn, probably at risk. Sugano, probably. I think any of those guys who are nearing the end of their contracts would be at risk.
Hey, can I ask her a follow-up
Absolutely,
real quick?
Of course.
With Sugano, we thought about that as well. If Sugano is a legit Rookie of the Year candidate, that front office loves draft picks. They trade him. They don't get that draft pick, though, do they? If he places in that Rookie of the Year bout.
No, but maybe they make that as part of the trade, that get that draft pick, or they get, you know, another one of the draft picks from the team that they trade with.
You know, one of the things we talked about earlier in the week, was only Wednesday, but Monday, was the change in the clubhouse. It was very tight and tense, and according to what we had heard, Rob's around the club, you know, pretty much every day or often enough. They said it was a different clubhouse vibe, a little looser, more confident. You know, one thing we talked about earlier in the show today is that, you know, one of the things that took long for when they arrived in Seattle, the luggage, because it was so much golf luggage, so many golf bags coming off the plane, you know, where they're enjoying themselves a little more. Have you noticed any of this? Have you heard the same things that we're hearing?
Definitely. On Sunday, after they finished the sweep of the White Sox, I was standing in that post-game clubhouse, and, like, you were just surrounded by laughter, which was just so great to see. They were celebrating the win. You know, they were drinking their post-game beers. Like, they were just having fun and hanging out with each other. While in, like, previous wins, it was always just, like, you know, one-offs, where they were just relieved to get a win. And now I think that, you know, they kind of realize that this is maybe going back to normal now, and they can have fun and kind of enjoy the moments again.
She's Danielle Allentuck. Danielle, thank you very much for your time this morning. Tell folks how they can follow you on social media.
Hey, you can find me on Twitter at @D_Allentuck and read all my work at thebaltimorebanner.com.
Thank you, Danielle.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.